QLG, KO4NUE. QLG, KO4NUE.
And KO4QLG.
Daughter's done got married off. That's a long trip back to the house by yourself after giving your daughter away, you know.
Man, so, but it was a happy day, right?
Yeah, it was a good wedding. Had lots of barbecue, and the ladies got the place fixed up really nice. I mean, it had lights, and it was something else. Cat and Larry came.
That's good. I hadn't seen them in a while. The boy she married seemed like a really good fella.
He's quiet, but seems to be pretty steady. So, I just don't know about all this. Ain't much I can do about it now, I guess, but I don't know. This is a little different than the boys. I don't quite know what to think about it.
Well, I can try to understand, but that's about all I can do is try. I think she made a good pick. I only met him a few times, but you gotta let him go.
Well, I feel like I've lost my best friend. I don't know what to say, really.
Are they getting them a place pretty close?
They're going to Italy next week, but they're going to B&B, Airbnb tonight, I think, for the next couple of days. But I don't know. She sure was pretty. I don't know. She looked like a woman. I don't know how to describe it. It just I don't know. It wasn't my daughter no more. Just, I don't know, Chris.
Well, you know, like the Bible says, when mama and daddy and become one, they are their own people now.
You're right. I mean, I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy. It's just, and I have but one daughter. Boy, you better do right. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah. I'm sure your parents went through the same thing with you. Same feelings, because you're their only child. You're all they had.
Man,
to let you go.
I guess so. But anyway, we had barbecue, baked beans, slaw, had all kind of desserts and dancing and music, and Daniel came and did the photography and videography with his brother Elijah, so that was good to see them. And everybody got along, no problems. But I went up to Hendersonville yesterday trying to get for the wedding reception. I had to get some fuel for the generator. And I got about halfway back to camp, and it, I don't know, just kind of hit me what's fixing to happen. I'd pull a truck over. It just, I don't know, just took over me somehow.
Being really bittersweet.
Well, they got a house in Anderson. She's about 4 miles from Lewis. So, you know, I feel a little better about that, I guess. But anyway, Lewis and Kate spending the night with us tonight. And I got JW all night. So, I think I about talked Kate into letting JW sleep in the bed with me and Anna. I can't wait.
Well, you get an early start on the spoiling. That's what you're supposed to do, though.
That's right. He's got where he can hold his head up and look around, and he just, you know, kind of babbling a little bit, but he's just, he's a mess, boy. He's boy's got some big old hands. I mean, big old hands. He's going to be a big man. But for now, he's just, you know, I'm almost at the house now, so I'm going to go sit down in the chair and see if I can hold him, because when Anna gets home, I won't get no loving from him.
For QOG. Yeah, you're probably right about that. But he's a grandchild of both of you.
Yeah. Well, Dad's having surgery next week. Pretty intrusive. He's about 8 years ago. He had started losing control of his arms and legs, and he had some calcification building up on his spine behind in his neck. So they had to go in there and remove a bunch of calcification. Well, this time it's in his back. All down his back, so he's thinking he's gonna be up in a couple of days, and it ain't gonna happen. So I'm gonna have my hands full next couple of weeks, I believe, next couple of months, really.
Well, I hope everything comes out all right. At least your discs are not there. They're not easy to get out of whack as long as they're in good shape. Maybe he'll come through it pretty good. He's probably been through worse.
He had back problems his whole life, but this stuff grows on the inside of the spine, and it pinches off the spinal column, so he's, I don't know. Kind of makes me a little nervous messing around spinal cord like that, but I guess they know what they're doing. But he's got to do something. He's got where he can't hardly walk. And doctor says if he don't do something about it in the next 6 months, he won't get his leg motion back. So he don't really have a choice.
I know that calcium's on the inside of his spine. That is pretty serious stuff. That's why I got brain surgery. Messing with his spinal cord. We'll keep him in our prayers, that's for sure.
Alright, well, I'm destinated. I'm gonna stop here at the store. I'm get me a grape soda. I've been craving one today, so I'm gonna stop and get me one, and just keep us in your prayers. Daddy's got a long road to go, and KO4QLG, KO4NUE, 73, Chris.
Enjoy that grape soda. KO4QLG, I'm clear.